I'll come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome everybody back to another edition of Chair Gatin'. I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live here from Waterloo, Texas. This is your NASCAR podcast for Belly Up Sports, and because it's off-season, I'm taking some breaks here and there and just kind of doing an episode whenever there's something to talk about, whenever I have somebody to interview. I have another interview lined up for next week with a NASCAR team owner. So everybody be on the edge of your seat for that, obviously. But this week, I have a pretty fun interview that I have with a guy named Johnny Thomas. So Johnny Thomas is the founder of a iRacing league called Urska. And obviously, we'll get more into it in the interview because that takes up a bulk of this episode. Urska stands for the E-Racing Stock Car Association, and I know absolutely nothing about iRacing. I play NASCAR Heat on my PlayStation 4, and I haven't even got NASCAR Heat 4 yet. I just still have NASCAR Heat 3. And if you watch the videos that I've been making on Burnt Rubber Racing Network on YouTube, you'll see how bad I am actually at NASCAR Heat. So you understand how little I know about this stuff. And then iRacing is like a whole nother thing. It's like a simulator. So he tries to educate me on it a little bit. Obviously, I don't understand like half of it, and I just kind of crack jokes the whole time. So I think it was a pretty good interview. I hope y'all enjoy it. We'll get into that in just a minute. I'm just going to go over, you know, a little bit of news that's been going on. Obviously, Cole Pearn just announced his retirement. This was a weird one. Way too early, and Jimmy Johnson's came way too late. Cole Pearn, only 34 years old. As a crew chief, you know, that seems young, but he was the crew chief for Martin Truex Jr., and honestly, that combination, those two, could, I mean, they might be legendary. They might go down, probably not anymore, but they probably could have gone down in the Hall of Fame because they're so good together. So I don't know what Martin Truex Jr. is going to do, but that's a huge blow, you know, at 34. This guy's at the top of his game right now. Apparently, he's retiring for his family, so he's moving back home to Canada to be with his family. He was saying in the quotes that he doesn't have the time to, you know, do this job full-time and be with his family full-time. And I guess the thing that confuses me most about this is, like, what the fuck is he talking? He doesn't have time to have a full-time job? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Every dad has a full-time job. What are you talking about? He's like, I just don't have time to do this full-time and be a full-time dad. It's like, what? What planet were you raised on? Well, I guess Canada. You know, those Canadians, they're on a whole different planet. But he's retiring to spend more time with his family at 34. I mean, I'm just baffled by this. Here's the thing. It comes down to this. Nobody retires for their family. All right? That's not a thing. If anybody says that, they're just saying that because there's another reason. Nobody retires for their family. This is your career. Everybody has a full-time job. Everybody does this. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Unless a family member's sick, right? Then yeah, maybe if his wife is sick, obviously that explains it, and they don't want to, you know, reveal that to the public. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, is there's got to be something more. Nobody, especially at 35, at the top of their game, decides to retire for their family. That just doesn't make sense. I don't understand. Is there a clause in NASCAR where crew chiefs aren't allowed to see their children? Is that a thing? Maybe if that's a rule, I could understand it. But none of this makes sense to me. There's something fishy here. There's something more going on. I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all. I don't trust it. He's Canadian. He's got something up his sleeve. Hopefully it's not something too serious, but there's something going on there. So just be on the lookout for news coming out about that, because I promise, dude's not retiring for his family. At least not the way he's putting it. That's not a thing. Moving on. The next big news was the next-gen car that they've been testing. They did a two-day test. Day one, everything looked normal. You know, it's like, okay, yep, that's kind of the car that they've been testing for a while now, and we've seen here and there. Big-ass spoiler, everything else. The car looked fine. But then, out of nowhere, like an angel coming down from heaven, the next day, the car had almost no spoiler. It was the weirdest thing. It was awesome. And obviously, NASCAR fandom on Twitter just went insane. They went ballistic. Everybody was freaking out. Everybody was super happy. I only saw a few negative people saying, keep the spoiler, keep the spoiler. I don't know if those people are just trolling because nobody says that. Nobody wants the spoiler, it seems like. That's like a unanimous thing. And Joey Logano was the one that tested the the small spoiler car, and he pretty much, he said everything right, everything he's supposed to say, because, you know, NASCAR gives him the car, then they're like, oh, what do you think about it? It's like, yeah, what's he gonna do? He'd be like, ah, oh, fucking sucks, man. I don't want to drive this thing. You know what? Forget this. I'm going to IndyCar. Obviously not. He's gonna be positive, but within those nuggets of positivity, we can kind of read between the lines a little bit, and he did say some things that seemed like honest and legitimate that sounded good. He said things like that they're trying to make the car, you know, a little bit more difficult to drive, so it's not so easy. You know, as Kyle Busch would say, anybody can drive it, the journalist can drive it. He was saying that they're trying different extremes to really find that balance. He said that, you know, they'll go from a lot of downforce to a little downforce, and obviously we saw that with the huge spoiler, you know, the size of my right leg, to no spoiler, the size of half of my pinky finger. So, yeah, he's right. They're obviously trying these different extremes, and what it seems like is they might be trying to find a solution to, you know, have one car for all the different tracks to save money for the teams, and that would be awesome. Hopefully, that includes a smaller spoiler. The one we saw, the size we saw for the test, there's no way it'll be that small. It's definitely going to be bigger than that, but if, you know, if they shrink it a little bit, not to mention, it seems like we saw the other extreme. And granted, it was an extremely high spoiler, almost like out of a cartoon. You know, if you watch the movie Cars, I'm sure in that cartoon there's spoilers that are, you know, cartoonishly large. That's how large this one was. So we know the limitations there. We know how small it's going to go. We know how big it's going to go. It's somewhere in between there, and let's hope it's closer to small. But I think the biggest news throughout all of this, throughout the next-gen testing, was NASCAR blocking Carnation on Twitter. I think we can all agree that that was the biggest news. I'm personally proud that I get to commentate on this news. This is why I got into the podcasting game, so I can talk about hard-hitting stuff like this. My boy, Pepsi Love Carnation, got blocked from NASCAR just for being critical of the huge spoiler. And guess what? The next day, they got rid of it. So why block him? You know that he's going to be satisfied the next day. I've heard rumors here and there that because Coca-Cola is so involved in NASCAR, that there's actually a conspiracy that they had something to do with this. Because Coca-Cola knows it's not as good as Pepsi. That's just a simple fact. And so what they have to do is convince people through brainwashing style marketing that it is better than Pepsi. And, you know, a truther like Carnation, you know, spreading the word of love out there, talking about Pepsi, they can't have that around, especially around NASCAR. So, I think that conspiracy has some legs to stand on. I think there's some validity there with that conspiracy. But, thank God, Carnation was unblocked by NASCAR. Something happened. The people spoke up and NASCAR listened. So, we can all be happy to know that Carnation is no longer blocked by NASCAR. And as a friend, Carnation, I just want to give you a shout out. Congratulations for getting unblocked. We got your back, homie. Pepsi for life. So I think that covers all the hard-hitting news so far. I'm not going to go into silly season yet. I'm waiting a little bit to see where some of the drivers fall. I will do an episode on silly season updates throughout the off-season. But for now, let's cut right to that interview with Johnny. All right, I'm excited to welcome on my next guest, Johnny Thomas. He is the founder of the ERSCA, racing series, or I guess I should say ERSCA PristineAuction.com series. Is that correct? Right?
Yep.
Okay, man, you got a long name.
We just call it ERSCA. ERSCA Pristine Auction Series.
ERSCA Pristine Auction Series. Do you have to say the .com? Is that required?
No, you don't have to say .com. It's all right.
All right. Are you sure? Are they cool with this?
They know who they are. People know who Pristine
is. All right. So, you know, some of the listeners may not know the reason that I'm having Johnny on the show is because Belly Up Sports has actually become part of this racing series. So I wanted him to come on and explain to the audience kind of what the series is all about, how they can, you know, get involved, how they can, you know, start listening, watching, and just keeping up with this race series. So, Johnny, why don't you give us some details about what's going on over there?
Yeah, Rattlesnake. First off, I just want to say thanks for having me on, and thanks for Belly Up Sports with the partnership we formed with ERSCA. I'm really pumped about that. But, you know, we started talks for ERSCA. This is obviously an iRacing series, and if you haven't heard of iRacing, it's a sim racing series, sim racing kind of platform for guys that if they want to hone their skills, if they're real-life racers, if they're just a motorsports fan, which is kind of what we all are motorsports fans. It's the most realistic thing you could do besides actually climbing in a car and going and doing it. And, you know, the group that we've assembled here for ERSCA, we've been sim racers for quite a while. Not only are we sim racers, we've dabbled in real life racing as well. But iRacing has become so popular over like the past 2 years with NASCAR getting involved, and they're having a pro series and all that. And we had an idea of trying to create a platform for like the amateur guys, the guys that have jobs basically and are doing this maybe a couple hours out of the week or 3-4 hours out of the week and just having fun with it, but are also competitive. So we decided to form ERSCA. I wanted to go all in, and if I was going to go all in on this, I had to get great partners. I had to get great guys to work with me, and so far we've done that. And ERSCA will be kicking off February 10th, 2020, with the Daytona Duels. It's a 20-race season. There's tons and tons of incentives to race in this series starting in February. We have over, like, it's around 2,200 with sponsorships keep coming on board. We have about $2,300, $2,400 in prizes, which is pretty awesome. And there's not a whole lot of iRacing series out there like that besides the Pro Series, which most of us can't even get in because we aren't that good. We don't sit on the sim for 50, 60 hours out of the week. It's crazy what some of them guys do. But ERSCA is going to be a blast. 20-race season. It starts February 10th with the duels, the big race, Monday, February 17th. That's actually one of our feature four races, which Belly Up Sports is all in on. They're the partner with us, the sponsor with the feature four races. And if you're familiar with the Winston Noble back in the day, that's kind of what the feature four is all about. So Daytona is a big race, obviously starting off with the first race of the season. We go all the way to August 31st with the 20th race. That'll crown our champion. And in between there, we got a summer break because, you know, people go on vacations and do all that stuff. So we gave everybody a break from June 23rd to August 2nd, and then we go back for our chase races. But, you know, it's going to be a fun time. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, so what – you know, just because I'm extremely biased here, what mm-hmm. races does Belly Up Sports have?
Belly Up Sports is doing the feature four races, and that's Daytona. It's you guys got the biggest races out of the whole schedule. It's Daytona, which is February 17th. We go to Talladega. I'm looking at the schedule right now, which is April 6th. Charlotte is the other feature four race, May 18th. And then we head to Darlington, which is June 8th. So you guys got all the four big races. No races in the chase because we wanted to feature that. We wanted to have each race be a big event. So that's why the chase races does not get a feature four event. But the four races you guys got are pretty awesome.
Yeah, we got the party tracks. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you do. Daytona, Talladega.
Daytona, Talladega. Charlotte. I was going to say even Darlington, man.
Yeah, Charlotte's probably not too big of a party track, but
no.
Daytona, Talladega is big time.
Yeah, I'll take those. I guess, like, in the party tracks, you know, I'd switch out Charlotte for, like, Bristol, right? And then that would be a good party track list.
Bristol's awesome. I got to get Talladega because that's going to be so much fun if I get Talladega. I've been to Indy for the Indy 500. It's been a wild time.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I've never done that. Yeah, I go to Talladega every single year with a group of friends, and we camp out.
In the infield?
No. Hell no. You think we have, like, a fancy-ass RV?
Yeah.
No, the infield's all... You
pitch a tent in the infield.
I don't think at Talladega. No. I don't think so. I've never seen anybody tent in Talladega.
That's true.
No, yeah, because all the tents are outside. That's what we do. We just sleep in tents.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you just pass out wherever you pass out. You know, it's Talladega.
You go on the boulevard and walk around?
Oh.
In the middle of the infield?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. That'd be so awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, those party tracks, they're obviously some of my favorite tracks. And you're in Ohio, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm from. I'm still here, born and raised in Ohio.
Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of Ohio guys. You don't sound like you're from Ohio.
That's what everybody says. That's the problem. I was born – well, I got family. Lots and lots of family from the South, so maybe I catch some of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost have, like, a hint of, like, Arkansas or something. I don't know.
Like that Bill Clinton accent.
not that suave. That guy had a suave, like, smooth accent. Not that. I'm not trying to compliment you that much. I'm trying to insult you with the Arkansas thing.
Man, I wouldn't mind having a Bill Clinton accent.
I know, right? It's a, you know, hate the guy or love the guy. He knows how I talk. Yeah. Okay, where's your family from in the South?
Kentucky, so not too far. Kentucky.
Okay.
In the hills.
Well, maybe that's where that accent's coming from then.
Yeah. Maybe it drifted up.
Yeah, there you go. You got the wind. Went to Ohio, you got it. So how many drivers do y'all currently have in the series?
Well, right now we're opening it up to 50 drivers. That's what we want to have. Registration has been open for about a month, I want to say, about a month. That's probably right. And right now we got about 22 guys and we have 2 months left. So we haven't even really done any recruitment races yet. So once we start doing recruiting races, I plan on getting that number, pretty quickly. 40 guys will make the race. But I'd love to have a series where guys don't make it, where they don't qualify in. I think the more competition, the better.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that for a racing series, right? I'm sure NASCAR has the same business model. They just don't know how to execute right now.
Yeah, they're just short of that. You know, they're getting about 38. isn't too good.
You know, I'll say, let's learn from their mistake, right? It's too expensive for NASCAR. How much does it cost for somebody to get into your series?
For us, it's $65, and what I told you before, there's $2,200 in prizes. Each race is 20 to win, so you win 3 races, you got your $60 right there. Your guide, the Belly Up Sports Feature 4 events, are all $40 to win. We have $100 to win All Star Race, and we have a big points payout that I don't have listed up on here, but. I think the winner receives somewhere around $300 to $400 as the champion. So $65 to enter. There's no other costs. iRacing does a good enough job of taking a lot of cash from you. So we wanted to keep this pretty cheap.
Okay. Yeah. How much is iRacing? Do you know off the top of your head?
You can do a monthly subscription, three months, year, 2 years, and right now, like a 1 year subscription is, I think, $90, 2 years, $180. They always give you a free month free. So you get that 1 month free if you want to try it out. A lot of people will do that and they'll see if they like it. And if they don't like it, they won't buy it.
So you need to target those guys that drop out after a month.
Yeah.
That would be your bread and butter, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to have iRacing in order to be a part of Erska. iRacing is the simulation.
So that was going to be my next question. Can you explain to me how all this works? Because I just play PlayStation. I don't do any kind of, you know, I'm not that big of a nerd.
Yeah. That's what we're trying not to appeal to. Although, nerds, if you want to be a nerd and you want to spend hours upon hours practicing for Erska, that's fine, but we probably will frown upon that.
No nerds allowed.
Yeah, let's make some shirts. I shouldn't say that.
Let's make some shirts, and I'll get on this with you, and the shirts will say "No nerds allowed," and that'll be y'all's new slogan. I'm all about
sports. Erska at the bottom,
and then "No nerds allowed."
No nerds allowed.
Do you watch It's Always Sunny?
Pocket tees. What?
You watch It's Always Sunny?
Occasionally, but I.
When they're like going nerd bashing, we'll get like a picture of them like saying.
That was perfect. Yeah.
I like this. Great. I like this. I can get on board with this big time. I don't know how to play computer games. Yeah. I play NASCAR Heat, and I know that it's not the best game.
Mm-hmm.
But, how is this different than NASCAR Heat? I know that might sound like a stupid question.
No.
But I've been told this is, a lot more realistic. It's more of, a simulator than just a video game.
It is a straight-up simulator. I've had my setup for since I started iRacing, which is probably about 7-6 years ago. I have a steering wheel, I have a shifter, a brake, a clutch, a gas pedal. The iRacing has done a phenomenal job with their basically science behind all this. You get weather temperature, the detail that goes into the cars. There's constant updates. So if NASCAR makes a change with the car, iRacing's right on top of it. They got the change with the car. It's as realistic as you can get. And with NASCAR Heat 4, you're playing with a console and a controller. And with this, you're basically behind the wheel. And I mean, some people have gone to crazy lengths to make it as realistic as possible with simulators costing their rigs costing around. I think Junior has he just bought one, and I think his simulator alone has to be the $10,000 to $20,000 range. People go all out for this.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's insane. But mine, I bought mine 7 years ago, and I probably paid, I don't know, about $400-$500 for it.
That's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Okay.
But I don't know.
No, I mean that's cool. I can't compete in this.
If you practice a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for the confidence boost. Thank you. Yeah,
we let
Well, I saw Junior's becoming part of this. He was just at North Wilkesboro Speedway. That was really cool to see. So a guy like Junior, is he in a racing league now? Or if he joins one, what league would he join? How does that work?
Well, you know how... you play Madden, you have a Madden League.
Yeah.
That's kind of what iRacing has. There's so many subdivisions of leagues and series that Junior could be a part of one. I have no clue. When he first started iRacing, he kept his name hidden, and a lot of people didn't know if they were even racing with him. But now
that's cool.
Yeah. But nowadays, you can actually see if you are racing with him. He's gotten not private anymore, so you can race with Junior. Enough. Yeah. Junior will not be joining Erska. But
you're willing to officially make that announcement?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be joining anytime soon. Okay. I'd love to have some NASCAR guys, and we're actually working on it right now to bring some smaller guys in,
truck drivers, K-9
truck drivers, ARCA drivers. We're working on it, and we're trying.
Hey, man, I got some connects in ARCA.
Yeah, for sure, bring them on board and
let me know.
Yeah,
Venturini Motors, they're my boys.
Yeah, I'd love to have them.
I would try to get Christian Eckes, because he's my best friend, my 18-year-old best friend, 19-year-old best friend.
He's getting big time, though.
He's big time now. I feel like he's going to big league me and be like,
Erska's too small for me.
Yeah, and he'll be like, sorry.
But bro. To be honest with him, I mean, if he's that good and he wins a couple races, that's some money right there, 60, 70 bucks he can have.
There you go.
There's there a dinner. Go. He has a girlfriend.
Christian, I know you're listening to this. Oh, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
She'd be like, where'd you get that money? I bought it. I want it.
Christian, if you're listening to this episode, I know you are. You know, if you're a real man, you'll step up. And if you don't, that means you're a nerd, and we don't want you.
No nerds allowed.
Yeah. Michael Self sent me a fucking hat. What did you send me, Christian? Got an autographed hat by Michael.
I think Christian X actually has iRacing. Pretty sure he really? Does. Yeah. And I'm pretty, like, all these NASCAR dudes, they all have them. Because you can actually benefit from it. So say you have a race at Homestead next week or something like that. You jump on iRacing, the settings, you can control the settings to exactly like the weather you want it, exactly like the weather's going to be at Homestead. The track is exactly the same. It's pretty good. Unless like the feel of your pants feel, that's the only thing you're kind of missing with iRacing.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. It's nuts. And yes. You said NASCAR's part of it now. What does that mean?
NASCAR sponsors the iRacing Pro Series, which is 40 of the best drivers in iRacing. And last year alone, I think the winner of that got $10,000. And they even broadcast, which is insane to me, they broadcasted the finale on NBC Sports. They took it was Steve Letarte and I think Parker Kligerman who announced the race on NBC Sports. Yeah, they streamed it right on NBC Sports. And I think the guy who won, his name was Zach Novak. I think he got $10,000. So, but those guys spent a lot of time on the sim, way more time than I have.
You don't think you could take Zach Novak?
No way. No way. And honestly, though, there's some guys that are joining that I've kind of joined up with, kind of even are helping me run the league. That if they practice a little bit more, they probably could.
Okay. I mean, I got your back. If you want to call out Zach Novak, I got your back, too.
Fast. Those guys spend like, they're on iRacing all the time. And give a credit, there's only a few guys that are probably on that Pro Series, probably like 25 years or older. A lot of them are pretty young, that they just spend a lot of time on iRacing.
Well, you know what I'm thinking compete. Is, you know, how strict are they? Because in NASCAR Heat, you know, you're just playing and people can just turn you for no reason just to be a dick because it's a video game.
Can you still turn around and go backwards on the
Xbox? Course.
Yeah.
No, Xbox. I'm a PlayStation guy, PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a 14-year-old kid living in my mom's basement drinking Monster Energies. No.
You don't like the Microsoft.
I drink Rain. That's like the, you know, highbrow version of Monster, and I play PlayStation 4.
Well, then you need to, yeah, Urska's right up your alley then.
Oh. Okay, well, how not strict are they? Can I turn people?
You can, like, wrecking happens. If you start wrecking all the time, then they'll probably frown upon it. But
okay, because like, well, and I'm not trying to mess up Urska here. What I'm thinking is, you know, like in hockey, how they have an enforcer.
Yeah,
I can come on to iRacing.
Yeah,
you can call out. What's his name? Zach.
Zach. Zach is not going to be on Urska.
No, but can't you just go into a public race?
Oh, yeah. A host.
So you're going to call him out, and then I'll be like your holdback dude. Be like, nah, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want this smoke. And then he'll like be like, what? And I'll be like, okay, you bring your boy, and I'll have his back. But then secretly, I'm just going to take them both out, and you're going to win.
That's perfect. That'd be great. Or like you say you join Urska. There's this dude that has a huge lead in the points. We're like, we got to take this guy out. We got to bring him. Bring the points back down.
Yeah, because you don't want to like pay out everybody. Yeah, you need the competitiveness.
I don't want to pay this guy all
you don't want to pay that guy. No, nobody wants to pay that guy. And you also want it to be competitive. You want people to like enjoy it. You don't want like a Richard Petty scenario where he's just winning like 200 races.
I tell you what, that's a huge thing, a part of like leagues and series is they always have this one guy or like three guys that win all the time, and the bottom half is the people that you want to keep in it. You want to keep them guys racing every week. They start dwindling. Right. The car count starts going down.
Mm. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but the only thing is they already paid for it, right?
That's what I never understand with this stuff is you paid your money. Why don't you keep playing?
It's almost like maybe it should be more where they feel like they can't just back out.
Yeah. That's why I made it 65. We were debating. We tossed around a number, but I was like, I wanted to create an incentive to keep on going. Say I'm like 15th in points and I suck or something. Well, if I win like Talladega somehow or win the All-Star race, that's $100 for the All-Star race. So keep doing it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And do you have to pay to be part of the iRacing Pro League, or do you just have to qualify?
You have to qualify in. What okay. iRacing does is when you have iRacing, there's official races where if you qualify and you race, and if you finish good, it's called an iRating. Your iRating goes up. Finish bad, your iRating goes down. The higher the iRating, the better competition you face, and they only take the top 40 of the best iRating guys and put them on that pro series. So those okay. guys are top notch.
All right. So do you have posters of William Byron just all over your room?
I do not.
Okay. I figured an iRacing guy, that's like y'all's idol. Y'all's Dale Earnhardt.
See, I was all I did when I was a kid, I loved motorsports and football. So all I played was the old EA Sports NASCAR games and right. Madden.
Okay, and, see, I was more NCAA football, but that's...
I had all the NCAAs as well.
Okay, all right.
Until they quit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I can beat you at NCAA. I'm not going to try to brag here, but...
I was probably better in Madden, but you could probably beat me in NCAA.
Okay. All right, I still play NCAA. I haven't moved on.
You haven't moved on? It's been about 6 years, seven. How long has it been? 8 years?
I won't move on. I don't care. It's been a rough breakup, and I can't get over it.
Well, they're going to make a comeback here, and I'm...
Yeah, we'll see.
About 2 years, two, 3 years.
Yeah, but I'm nostalgic, but also, like, bitter, so I'm probably going to say I hate it. Just
who's on the cover of the last one? Even though...
What? Oh, shit. How? Was it a Michigan player?
Was it the throwback with Desmond Howard, that one? That was probably it.
Do you think?
Doing the Heisman?
Yeah. Are you looking at it right now? Is that why?
No, I just got a great memory.
I don't know if I believe you.
It might not be, but I know that was a cover of one of the NCAAs.
Okay, anyway. I'm sure the audiences find this riveting. But yes. What I was getting back to was William Byron. Is he not your Dale Earnhardt didn't he come up through iRacing?
That's what everybody says, he came up through iRacing. I think William did do real life racing before iRacing. He just used iRacing as a catalyst, basically.
Oh, really?
To get started. He didn't
I did not know this.
William Byron didn't just get on iRacing and then they threw him into Kyle Busch's truck or whatever.
Well, I mean, if your dad has enough money.
Yeah, I don't know if William Byron's dad does have a lot of money. I'm not too sure. But normally, if you're young like that, you have a lot of money.
He looks like a guy with a dad with a lot of money.
Yeah, every young driver has a dad with a lot of money.
Yeah, right? I kind of want – I'm missing a white trash redneck kid just come up and just be a piece of shit and everybody hate him.
Well, it would win the fans over.
Right? He would just be 19 and smoking cigs after a race, and everyone's like, ugh. He wears cut off sleeve.
But the fans would go nuts.
Oh, yeah. It would be great. I would be like, media this is the guy we hate need. It. This is the guy we need just to, Bad News Bears. Yeah. The kid that rides in the motorcycle.
You know, there's guys out there, there's drivers out there too. They're not going to be found, though.
They don't have the rich dads.
Mm-mm. And the backing. I don't know. It's a different story. I could talk about NASCAR sponsorship model for hours.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a topic I could get into. But
with William Byron again.
William Byron.
I'm honestly, what he's done is great. I'm not I'm not a huge iRacing nerd, basically.
Okay. That's right. No nerds allowed rule.
Yeah, no nerds allowed. And I'm sure a lot of the nerds love William Byron.
He is a type of driver that I could see nerds getting behind.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'll give him this. He's dating Ryan Blaney's younger sister.
Yes.
And that's a power move, dude. Yes. He's like, maybe I haven't beat you on the track, but, I mean, I can date your little sister.
Yeah. I mean, oof. I don't know what Ryan feels about that, but.
I know. And it's kind of like if Ryan wants to step up and, grow into the mustache that he can grow on his face. I think he needs to turn it right away.
How old is William Byron?
He can't. That's what I was thinking. What is he, 18 or 19?
I think he's probably a little older than that, but like at 18 to 20 years old.
He looks like he's 16. I mean,
he does. There's a good possibility that relationship isn't going to last. So
very good.
And there's a awesome possibility that Ryan and William are going to be racing with each other for a long time.
A very long time.
Yes.
A much better possibility. I will say the only reason that I think the possibility is a little bit higher for that relationship to last longer than normal is how much nerd William Byron appears to be. And like when you're a nerd like that, you know, you're just going to fall in love with the first girl that gives, and she's a good looking girl. So,
yeah.
You know, he might just settle down at this point.
Do you think she'll settle though? Settle for William?
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's settling because
no, it's not. That's mean to me. No,
the guy is a, you know, Cup Series driver.
Yes.
He's going to be pulling in that money for a while. I mean, he can still do well.
He's going to be with Hendrix for a long time.
Right?
Yeah, and that's the best job to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you're not a diehard William Byron fan. That's fine.
No.
I don't think either of us mind William Byron because...
No, I like him.
How would you mind William Byron? How would you not like him?
Well, he's done nothing.
Exactly. Wrong. You can't feel one way or the other. It's kind of like a lesser version of like Martin Truex Jr. Like who hates Martin Truex Jr.?
Yeah.
I've never met a person that's like, I hate Martin Truex Jr. And if they said, I'd be like, what the fuck? Did he like hit your mom?
Yeah. He's done nothing wrong. Well, there's a few guys like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Who are you a fan of then?
Man, I tell you what, that's hard. Everybody asks me that.
It's a tough decision nowadays, unless you're a Kyle Busch fan. Or a Chase Elliott fan. It seems like no one's extremely decisive anymore like they used to be.
I went to my first NASCAR race. I was 9 months old in 1994 at Bristol in the spring and saw Dale Earnhardt win. And obviously I have no clue because I was 9 months old. But my dad was a humongous Dale Earnhardt fan. I grew up to love Dale Earnhardt as well and just followed on to Junior. And when he retired, I haven't really liked anybody, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I totally understand. I hear that a lot now, which I think is a huge problem. And also,
it's a huge problem for NASCAR.
Oddly enough, I grew up, my grandfather was a Jeff Gordon fan. Uh-huh. I don't know how that got started because he was, you know, very old. It's weird that he became a Jeff Gordon fan. And my dad... was a Rusty Wallace fan. And, you know, as I was growing up, I became, like, a Dale Earnhardt fan. So I don't know how I got into that.
Wow,
I
you guess guys just, were probably fighting with each other all the time.
I guess I just wanted to rebel. I don't know. No, I think my grandpa and my dad were like, yeah, whatever. And then they were like, oh, look at this piece of shit kid that's suddenly going to start wearing black and act like he's a badass. So I do think... That's a problem, though, with NASCAR. Nobody seems to, like I said, unless you're a Kyle Busch fan or a Chase Elliott fan, it seems like everything else is in the middle.
Well, that's the problem is NASCAR's demographic right now. The age that is watching is older, and the guys that are in the sport are young. So they don't really have a whole lot of people to cheer for because all the older guys, they're gone.
I think they are doomed. They are making a good effort to try to get the younger crowd, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they're trying to do what they can. It's just tough, you know, to get their attention.
I don't know what they could do. I mean, if they knew, they'd be doing it. But because I have no clue how you can get more guys.
I mean, I would like to know how to get younger NASCAR fans, too, because, I mean, nobody listens to this fucking podcast. So.
Yeah, you'd have tons of people listening.
Can you imagine?
Our demographic was NASCAR fans.
I mean, the reason that my podcast fails, I'll end up blaming on NASCAR for not attracting a younger audience.
Yeah. You got to blame NASCAR.
I don't think it's my fault.
Mm-mm. No. I don't even know what – I think they need to bring a event, and then on top of that event, let these guys watch NASCAR for the first time and show it to them. Like bring who is like a concert that – all our demographic goes to or would go to, and then including that concert, problem. Have a give a ticket to a NASCAR race and let them see the NASCAR race.
Here's the problem, though. You got to find the right artist that's going to attract the younger crowd that will even give NASCAR a chance.
Yeah.
I don't like to get political on this podcast. I specifically don't do it because it's fucking annoying. But yeah. I will say this. You're trying to attract a younger NASCAR fan base. And I work in marketing. So this is just my professional opinion.
It's right up your alley.
I would go after the young, like, MAGA hat wearing, like, Trump kids.
Okay.
And yeah. I only say that because NASCAR already has this identity of being, like, white trash, redneck, you know, that kind of stuff. And you can try to fight it all you want, but the fact of the matter is people instantly think of NASCAR with that.
Yeah, if you're not inside NASCAR, you do think of that.
And a lot of the kids nowadays are a lot more, you know, ingrained in that political correctness culture that is not going to mesh well with NASCAR.
Mm-mm.
So that's, I guess, my point there. That's as far away from political as I can take it. No, I'm just trying to take it from, like, a marketing perspective. That's the route I would go. I would, you know, see what music those kids listen to, you know, what YouTube channels they watch, video games they play, all that stuff, and just target that shit for marketing.
Why not this? Why not have a or do a test run at a track and have a country music fest?
Yeah,
attract all these country music artists, and then
it's almost
like the same weekend as the race.
It's almost like it would be a good idea for them to actually put a race in Nashville, but it's not like anybody's thought of that yet.
Nobody's thought of that. I don't even know how you thought of that idea.
It just came to me. That's the thing. That's why I know I'm good, because those brilliant ideas just come to me. Nobody even says anything. I just think of them on my own. So
they need younger beer drinking dudes and hot women. If you bring along, just like at any bar you'd go to.
Right, girls getting free.
Yes, if there's hot women there, then you attract a whole bunch of other people.
All right, so NASCAR needs to start serving fireball shots and have a country music festival and girls getting free.
To the race and the concert.
Yeah, everything. Yep. But then, you know, you got to get, like, a good ratio. But, yeah, girls are going to get in free. So ladies getting free, half-off fireball shots, infield, we're having a country music festival.
I'd put that at some awesome short track night race, too.
Yeah. So
you're guaranteed to get, like, wrecks and hopefully some type of crazy finish.
Yep. There
and
you go.
It's all compacted real close.
So I think we just solved the crisis for NASCAR, which is interesting. Yep.
It's supposed to be about Erska.
Yeah, I know. And I know I have, like, the NASCAR moles that listen to this podcast, so they'll be hearing it. They definitely stay tapped into what I'm talking about.
Steve O'Donnell does.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he has moles. I don't think he personally does. I think, you know, like, his interns and stuff are forced to listen to it. It's weird that job has such a high turnover rate. It's almost like they get depressed for some reason, something about that job. All right, so to bring it back to Erska.
Yes.
To bring it all the way back to Erska. When do the deadlines end for sign up? Where can people go to sign up?
Yes. If you don't mind, I'll give you the link. If when they watch Chairgating, the link will be listed below. If that's
all right. I'll put it in this description.
Yeah. There is a link. It's a Google Forms link. You click on the link. You fill it out. It's very small and short. It's just name, what, like, your I rating, any past experience, real life or in sim racing, and it'll take you to a page. It'll take you to a PayPal page, which is Erska Association's PayPal page. You can submit a $10 down payment to guarantee your spot, or you can pay in full. You can pay anything you want, just more than $10 or more, and that'll guarantee your spot. All entries and all the money is to be submitted by February 1st. That's when the entries get shut off. So February 1st, we'll have all our drivers together. And in 10 days after that, February 10th, we'll start the Daytona Duels.
And you're saying that you have to put in your I rating and experiences and stuff like that. Is there like some kind of cutoff for, you know, just completely inexperienced drivers that aren't allowed, or you just want to know?
Well, when you buy iRacing, you start out with a iRating of 1250. So that's all we're putting, is if you went below that, then something's definitely wrong. If you're below,
how do you get below that?
If you buy iRacing and you do about 5 or 6 races and you continuously wreck, your iRating will go down. I mean, I've seen people with like a 400, 300 iRating, which is pretty rough.
Okay.
So we don't want those guys in there. We right. can't have crash. That's the thing. We can't have with the racing being broadcasted, streamed on YouTube. We can't have a bunch of crash fests because that looks bad on us, bad on the sponsors like Belly Up. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, our image is already so terrible. It's not like you're going to affect it negatively. We've done that.
You never know.
Well enough ourselves. But how? What do you mean that you stream on YouTube? What's that yes. like? You have a YouTube channel that?
Well, it won't be us. Included in the entry fee, the $65, that goes towards a broadcast. This is crazy. If you've never seen it, this goes to an actual broadcasting company who will broadcast a lot of our races. We have right now 10 of our 20 races will be broadcasted. I cannot name the broadcasting company yet because we haven't made a 100% deal with them. But I guarantee you we're going to have at least 10 out of our 20 races streamed and broadcasted on their YouTube page. And then I've been talking with Mike, and he's talking about putting the YouTube embedded into Belly Up Sports' website so people can access the race right on Belly Up Sports' platform.
And how does YouTube broadcasting work? Can you create your own YouTube account for the series and broadcast from there, or does it have to be some other like company that does it?
It'll be I wish I could give you the name, but I can't. It'll be that company. So say like Fox Sports, say like mm-hmm. they're broadcasting our races, which they're obviously not. It would be under Fox Sports' YouTube page.
But what I'm saying is, do you have the capability to do that for the other 10 races that won't be broadcasted, or is that something you're not interested in?
It's a lot of work to become. Like we don't have broadcasters. We don't our own broadcasters. That's why we're paying for them. Right now, what we're working for is when we first started Urska, we had enough cash or enough what we put in our kind of our details on our goals to only have the feature 4 races broadcasted and a couple chase races. But with sponsorships piling on, we have 10 of our 20. So if we keep continuing to get sponsors, then we can have 20 out of all 20 races broadcasted live.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need any kind of commentary, let me know.
Well, I'm doing this podcast right now with you, and I'm just thinking I would love to have you'd be great for, I'm trying to think of like a show or something. That we could do with the drivers. I don't know. I have a whole bunch of ideas in mind, but
yeah, I'm definitely on board to come on and help out any way I can, because like I said, clearly I'm not going to be driving in this thing. This sounds like one, too much money, two, yeah. too much effort, and three, yeah. just any kind of skill that I don't want to have to learn.
You could be like, I'm trying to think of a host in NASCAR. You'd be like a man. John Roberts.
So yeah, well, okay, we'll see.
Adam Alexander, whatever his name is.
But all right, no, I'm definitely interested in helping out and coming on board with you then, and we'll figure out something.
Yeah, and I just want to continue to include the drivers. That's what iRacing and other leagues, they don't do. I just want to put them on a platform to get noticed, and that's what I love about Belly Up Sports coming on board with us, is they're going to kind of feature these drivers, which is awesome, and the drivers love it because, you know, they're just regular dudes, and anytime right. they see their name on Twitter or mentioned or anything like that, or on anything like a podcast like this, they get pumped up.
Yeah, and if you can build up your personal brand in any way you can, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about nowadays.
Yep. So
it's all about personal brand.
I guarantee the drivers will love it.
Okay, do you look down on like the NASCAR league for NASCAR Heat?
No, I think what the NASCAR Pro League on iRacing and NASCAR Heat League, I think they're doing a great job with both of them.
Yeah, but like NASCAR Heat, are you like, look at those guys with their like little controllers?
I wouldn't say that I look down on them. I think it's a different, like, you it's a console NASCAR league and we're a sim racing NASCAR league. I wouldn't say I would look down on them.
Okay.
I think if they bought an iRacing rig, like the best dude on the Heat League, the Heat Pro, whatever you call it, I think they would have trouble getting the handle of it, but they would catch on eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure, because now you're actually having to use a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I need to try this.
Well, if you can get a month free, actually, some people, what they do, I don't recommend it, but you can get a month free on iRacing. You can download it on your computer, and you can actually race with your console. There's only like a few people out there, or not with your console, with your controller. And you can just test it out, see if you just like iRacing in general. But I definitely recommend you getting a wheel.
Well, I mean, I know Belly Up Sports is really excited to be part of all this. I'm glad that we got the best races. And yes. I definitely am going to want to start to get some of your drivers on here, especially when the season starts.
Yes, that's what I'm excited about.
Because, yeah, I kind of want to enter, especially like the ones that win. Like, I could have them come on and we can, you know, discuss their race. We can make fun of nerds and William Byron.
Yeah. And just then, like, with the
normal
with
shit
the,
I do.
With the race being broadcasted, you guys could watch some of it or all of it, and then that'll give you a little bit of info to talk about.
Right.
To the
yeah. Show. Yeah, exactly. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll join it and be an enforcer, like I said. So,
yeah.
You never know.
Take out the lead.
I'm glad that you came on. This has been an awesome conversation. And how can people reach you? You want to give like a Twitter?
Yes, for sure.
Shout out plug.
We need all the followers we can get because it's hard to get some followers on Twitter. Oof. You can follow us on Twitter at eRacingSCA. At eRacingSCA is our Twitter. And then on Facebook, we have a Facebook as well. Facebook.com/eRacingSCA, and the same as Twitter. So follow us on there. If you have any questions about registering, or if you're not sure, if you need any more details, then just shoot me a DM. We have an email, erskaassociation@gmail.com. You can send me an email to that as well. But you can connect on Twitter. That's where I do most of my communication.
Was at Erska taken on Twitter and Instagram? Don't lie.
At Erska was taken somehow. That was a tough deal. I'd love to be just at Erska.
Whenever you know, make it big with this, are you gonna try to buy those out?
Well, it just depends on how much they want. Although, yeah. I heard that I'm going to look again, see if Erska is active, because I saw about a couple weeks ago that Twitter is doing a big clean on accounts to where if you haven't been active in so long that you're getting deleted.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for coming on. Like I said, we're going to do a lot more with you in the future. And anybody listening that wants to get involved, you know where to go.
Yeah, contact me.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, Matt. Or Rattlesnake, Jesus. Was I not supposed to reveal your name?
Well, yeah, now I have to kill you, unfortunately.
Yep. Dang it. Rattlesnake.
It is unfortunate. That's why they call me Rattlesnake, because I kill people with poison. So you won't know when it's coming.
You're pretty far away from me, so hopefully won't have anytime soon.
That's what you think.
I appreciate you having me on. I hope I get to be on here a couple more times.
Yeah, we'll have you back on soon.
Yep. Take it easy.
All right. Peace. It was